Good morning. I'm Steve Gilbert, along with Dean Timpany. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We want to thank you for listening today, and we hope you'll listen to us every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe just a little bit about curling. But most importantly, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we'll answer them on the next Saturday show. Morning, Dean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, Stephen. How are you?
I'm excellent. So, just some little information for you. 664 people following us on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. That's good.
And we are also the newest award winner of the 2023 Consumer's Choice Award for Heating and Air Conditioning.
We are, too.
So, we get to put that one in our cap, right?
Yep. We got the stickers on the doors and lapel pins and everything going with it.
Yeah, everything's good. Mm-hmm. So here we are, day number two of the London Lifestyles Home Show.
Yes, sir.
And how's that going?
It's good. We got the most colorful shirts in the place.
That's not a surprise to anybody who knows about Inch and home shows.
Who knows Stephen and Peter?
Oh, oh, you're blaming it on Peter and I directly.
I take no responsibility for the colorful shirts.
Really? I can't believe that you're.
I will wear them.
I think you're ducking under the radar on that, Dean.
I am too.
And now, you know, I I'm not going to just say what we're wearing. I just think, you know, if you haven't been to a home show since pre-pandemic, pre-COVID, maybe you want to come out. We're at the Agriplex at Western Fair, so you really you'll know us when you see us. We can't be missed.
You can't miss us. Nope.
We are in the greener homes section because we're promoting
heat pumps,
hybrid heat pumps, all electric heat pumps, and we're also promoting
heat pump water heater.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we're talking about electricity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
all about cleaner environment.
Cleaner environment, cleaner home, cleaner world, right?
And efficiencies.
Yeah. So we'd love to see you if you just dying to get out of the house because you just feel like you've got cabin fever, and you know, I know it hasn't been much of a winter, but winter is here.
It is now.
Maybe you want to just kind of scoot down to Western Fair Agriplex and come and see us.
Yeah, come by. Love to see you.
Yeah, come in just say, hey, we were listening to you and we're listening to you guys on the radio today.
We want to see Steve's shirt.
You're making it sound like you're not. Are you not wearing a shirt?
Oh, I'll be wearing the
Maybe
shirt.
That'll be interesting.
But it's still Steve's shirt.
That'll be interesting enough in itself, right?
Yes, it will.
It's too bad that we don't have our bike uniforms, right?
Not yet.
Because we could have worn those.
No.
Why?
I'm not wearing that in there.
Well, they're colorful.
They will be nice. I'm looking forward to
them. I'm currently working on some cycling jerseys because Dean and I are going to cycle in the MS bike ride this year.
Yes, right? We are.
And so if you go to MS Bike, if you just go to the MS Society and you click the you're looking for the bike from Grand Bend to London, if you want to look for Peter Inch's Peddlers, and if you see us and you feel like making a donation or a contribution to that, we'd be thrilled to have you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and any donation doesn't matter. Better to go and, you know, better to put it on Steve than Dean, though, right?
No. No. Although I am ahead at this point.
Yes, you certainly, and many things. You're ahead on donations, and you're also ahead in mileage.
I am ahead on the training stuff, too.
I will confess, I've been on my trainer, right? Not as much as you. But I'm on my trainer, and I had a revelation yesterday as I was putting my information in. So I'm looking at the screen, and I go, okay, like yesterday I did, I thought 12 kilometers. So okay. I'm looking at the 12 kilometers, and I write up, and I pull it up. And I put it in, and then my Strava app comes up, and it says I did 19 point something kilometers. And I went, wait a minute. And sure enough, my bike is set for miles, and on my thing is set for kilometers.
As far back as you think you are.
I am not. I am going to update that puppy because I've done a lot more riding than what it's showing, right?
That's funny.
Well, it was.
I like it.
And it was quite a revelation for me.
I'm sure it was.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about heat pumps, and people think that's all you guys talk about are heat pumps, right?
Well, it's really all the industry's talking about at this point.
And so there's the Enbridge is kind of running, like they're running dual duties now, right?
They've got two different programs that are out there right now.
Can you just maybe reflect on that a little bit?
Sure. There's the Greener Home Grant Program, and that's the one that is now taken over. Well, they're both Enbridge, but the Greener Home Grant Program is the one that they've just revamped July 4th of this year, or January 4th of this year. They revamped that. The maximum rebate now is up to $6,500 for putting in a hybrid heat pump system or all-electric system.
Right.
Then there is the it's more of a pilot project that they were doing where the system is actually monitored. So right. You have to be it's a joint venture with London Hydro, some of the manufacturers, Enbridge, and so on and so forth. You have to be on the time of use billing with London Hydro.
Okay.
And then that particular program, they have a third party thermostat that is monitored and will jump back and forth between whichever appliance, the furnace with natural gas or the heat pump on electricity, which one's the most economical to use at that particular point in time. So both of them are very good programs. You just have to pick on which one makes the most sense to you. If you're interested to see which utility is the most economical to heat with at that particular time, then the second one might be the Cleaner Home Program might be the one for you.
So the Cleaner Home Initiative, though, that's strictly for people who live in the City of London.
It is strictly for people. I'm sorry, I did not mention
that.
It is strictly for people in the City of
right.
London.
Right, and the rebate isn't quite as much, but then again, you don't have to have the assessment done.
Correct.
Okay.
So one is an audit, one isn't an audit, so it kind of weighs out.
And then the other thing, too, is now that Enbridge has taken over the program, you don't have to physically register for the Greener Home on the internet anymore, the federal site.
No.
So that's a step taken out.
They take care of that for the
but
customer.
But also, it's also just what happens if I live in the Elmer area and I'm not an Enbridge customer?
You can still get in on the Greener Home Grant Program. The rebate will be a little bit less. Instead of a $6,500 maximum rebate, it's a $5,000 maximum rebate. But they're still allowing other customers that aren't Enbridge gas customers.
Right. So if I'm going from oil and I want to maybe entertain a heat pump, then I'm going to get some benefit.
You can still qualify. Yeah, okay. Oil, propane.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and also then you could have a hybrid heat pump system on propane instead of on natural gas then.
You can.
And gain a rebate. So if you're in the rural route and you're coming off oil, you can entertain a hybrid system on propane with a cold climate heat pump, or you go all electric, right?
You can go all electric.
Yeah.
There's options there as well. A few different options on that one.
Yeah. And then also on that program, the heat pump, hybrid heat pump water heater has a rebate on it as well.
It does. The $1,300 max on that one.
Right.
And a lot of people are starting to question those now.
Right. Yeah, they're not an inexpensive water heater, but the technology is kind of very interesting. So
it is, and it's efficient. They're very efficient.
Right. And we've put a couple of those in for customers. And so no complaints. Everybody seems to be happy with the amount of hot water they're providing.
No one has said any negative things about them yet. And I had an article that I saw in New England that was stating 60% of the water heaters are putting in our heat pump water heaters.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
First one gone. First segment over already?
We have time to take a break.
Already?
Yeah, already.
Time flies.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Doesn't it when you're having fun?
Mm-hmm.
So you are listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I am Steve Gilbert, and I am in studio today with Dean Tivity. Hey, Dean.
Hello there.
So, you know, we've gotten away pretty well this winter without very much at all, right?
Snow-wise, you mean?
Yeah, snow-wise, temperature-wise, all those things, right?
It's been a pretty mild winter.
No polar vortex or any of that stuff coming down on us, right? But yet, you know, Snowmageddon came again. You know, we had a storm which started on Wednesday, and And so, anyway, just that just allows us time because we got really, really busy just before Christmas when that other snowstorm came with a lot of wind, and it caused a lot of havoc.
It did too.
And so I just, it's important. Maybe you've got one of those friendly neighbors that likes to blow the snow and just, you know, making sure your car is brushed off. But he ends up, you know, he finishes his driveway and then, you know, a couple hours later you find out it's getting cold in the house.
Yeah, yeah, they take and blow the snow over towards your vents. So you really got to take a close eye and keep a close eye on your water heater vents, your gas meter regulator, as well as your furnace.
And so
intake and out.
Some people don't even know that their furnace has a vent, right?
No, they don't.
Right. So it's really important. It's really important to know where those things are and where they travel outside of your house, and then where they sit outside the house. Some people just maybe not. You know, when you're just not cognizant of the fact it is, you just you know that they're there. You maybe not know what they're for.
Well, it's a good rule of thumb to take a walk around your house, and anything you see coming out, vent-wise, there's dryer vents, there's fireplace vents, there's furnace vents, water heater vents. You got to keep the snow away from all of them.
Yeah, well, especially
they can be dangerous.
The dryer vent, just to make sure that it's not plugged with lint.
Correct.
Let alone something else.
Big fire hazard.
Yeah, huge fire hazard.
Yeah.
So it's just important on all those things. So, and same thing on your HRV, on the intake, sometimes it gets clogged, and if you just look at the hood, you never really see if it's something's in the way of it. So it's really good. It's just good common practice if you're, you know, to take a walk around and have a look at things, right?
Well, it's going to save you money, and it's going to save you
a service call,
and it's going to keep you from getting in trouble with the missus when it gets cold inside.
So one thing we've done is we've asked all our technicians that when they go out to do maintenance, that they take the time to take you outside and show you where your vent is.
Well, especially after the calls we got at Christmas.
Yes.
I think it was 47 calls Christmas Eve that we took. And out of the 47, I think Peter said 43 of them, we were able to get looked after over the phone
because of plug venting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it really is. I mean, it's not the fault of... It may have never happened before, which is why you're not cognizant of it. But you know, it was the perfect storm, so to speak, that happened. So now that you've had it happen once, you just need to be aware. So it's always good to make sure that the snow is taken away and that you don't ever have it, don't allow it to pile up. And because if it gets to either the intake or the exhaust, you're going to have a failure.
Right? Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to shut everything down.
Yeah, and same thing with your dryer or your HRV or your whatever it is that's venting out of your
car. Correct.
Right? Okay. All right. That's good. So that's the other important thing of just having a maintenance, because our guys look at those things when they're out, right?
They're going to check them all. They're going to make sure everything's as high as it should be off the ground to meet code. They're going to make sure that nothing's building up inside them. Then they're even going to check the exhaust, and with that, they're going to notice if anything's wrong as well.
Yeah, because if that can turn a furnace off quicker than anything is just even just the venting, because there's a pressure switch in there which just regulates. It has to be able to have so much air coming in and so much air leaving. And if it doesn't, then it just doesn't allow the furnace to turn on.
Correct. And the tankless water heater is exactly the same way as
same
the furnace
thing.
Now.
So all these devices, you know, they're great conveniences, and we love them and we love to use them. But if you don't just take the time to just check things and have a regular maintenance done on all that equipment, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when it's going to let you.
Yeah, all the new equipment is more efficient, runs better generally than most of the other stuff, but it does take more maintenance.
Yeah.
Almost 90% of them take more maintenance than the
really
older
does.
Stuff does.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. We had something that happened that just recently last week at the office, and Peter asked us just to bring it up on air. There's a kind of a phone scam thing going on again. I mean, there seems to be all these things happen, right?
A new one every week.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This one was, you said it happened to you, right?
Yeah, Peter called in and wanted us to talk a little bit about this phone scam. It's somebody calling in saying that there was some charges from out of town, and they were on your credit card and hit one to accept these charges that you did it, hit two if there's a problem and that sort of thing. And he called in and was speaking to Vanessa. Vanessa was explaining it to you, and I'm like, that just happened 10 minutes ago to me on my work cell phone. I knew it was a scam because none of my credit cards have my work cell phone number as a contact.
Well, the interesting thing is the number that's left behind is a number 519-900-4938, which is
our
office number.
Yeah.
It's not a advertised office number. It's an internal number.
Correct.
Yet it's being scammed out.
It got out there somehow.
Yeah. So when people are calling that number to find out who called or calling back to say, "Geez, well, you know, what the heck is this?" You know, we're picking up the phone, and that's very confusing.
Yeah.
So
just be careful.
It's like everything. It's like the door knockers, right? The people that come in and they come in there acting government official like, saying that your venting is not legal anymore, and they need to inspect it inside the home to make sure everything's right and safe. And then the next thing you know, they're trying to sell you a furnace.
Yeah, you right? just got to be very, very careful with the people you're talking to and giving your information to. I've never known of a credit card company that's going to use an automated message like that. So just,
right, it's
just
all about, you know, that's what Bill 59 was created for, was to keep the door knocking away. And they're working on that. They work on other solutions. They try to make phone call solicitations to you first just to get you to drop your guard and allow them to come into the house. So you really need to do your due diligence. I mean, HVAC companies, I mean, we don't call solicit your home.
We'd never do that. And frankly, I would say don't let anybody in your house that you didn't invite in to begin with.
Right. And if you're older and you're unsure, then call a family member and just but don't let them push their way into their house, because some of them are very aggressive. And just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And if you do, if you get in a situation where they force themselves in and you've signed something, the best thing to do right away, you could call the Better Business Bureau. They'll tell you all the things to do. Call a family member. They'll help you get out of anything you've signed, because in Ontario, we have a cooling off period. So any purchase you make
Inside of a house. You have 10 days.
Yes, you've got a 10-day grace period that you can just say no thank you.
For any reason.
Call it buyer's remorse, call it whatever you want. You can negate a contract that was signed.
Correct.
With zero
penalty.
Yeah. So what happens if, you know, they put it in that same day, Dean?
They got to yank it out.
Right. They have to
take
it out.
Or else they leave it there for you and you got yourself a citizen. But they'll yank it out.
Yeah, which is why any company should be asking you to sign off on a Bill 59 plan saying that they didn't solicit, you were invited into the home.
Correct.
And if a company doesn't have that, really, you've got all the legal rights and they have no legal rights. So just keep that in mind.
Yep.
It's a very valuable piece of paper that we have in our portfolio that we have to get people, customers to sign to say that it's okay for us to do business with you. We invited you into our house, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So just another quick plug to the London Lifestyles Home Show. Come see Dean and I, or one of us, or maybe one of our technicians down here at the home show. We'd love to talk to you. Love to talk to you about savings and heat pumps and comfort, or just to say hi. I'm a customer, and we'd love to talk to you.
Any other question you may have, we're more than happy to help out.
Absolutely. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. Or always online at peterinch.ca. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. My name's Steve Gilbert. I am in studio with my co-worker, partner, Dean Timpany. Hey, Dean, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks.
I forgot to say the date. It's January 28th, 2023, and this is the 50th show.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, wow. So here we are, you know, we're at the home show, pumping the London Lifestyles Home Show. Come down and talk to us, because we want to talk to people.
Please do.
Yeah. But also, you had something interesting happen this past week.
I did.
You learned how to.
Well, I don't know if I learned. I tried curling for the first time.
So we haven't talked about curling yet. We're talking about curling now. So, yes, Dean Tell me about your curling experience, please.
I throw the rock too hard.
You don't what? You
throw,
I throw the rock too hard.
it was a different experience. We had a bunch of people that came out, some of the teams that we sponsor, Team Tuck and Idison, is it? Team Idison?
Team Tuck, Team Idison, Team McDonald. Yeah, they
Team
were
McDonald,
all there.
Yes. They all came out and helped us out, and they took us and our spouses and some of our suppliers that were invited out, and they put us on the ice and showed us how to, well, attempted to show us how to curl, which was kind of neat.
Well, yeah, they took a curling lesson, and which usually takes a day or 2 days, and they condensed it into an hour.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
We got the real crash
course.
Yeah,
you got the crash course.
Yeah.
And so what'd you think?
It was fun. It was neat. It was I came out injury free. The whole group of us came out injury free.
That's amazing in itself for a group of people.
We kept Vanessa and Brandon
off the ice. That's right, because both of them have leg injuries.
Yeah, so they didn't injure further.
Yeah,
but no, it was an awful lot of fun. We got to play three ends on our game.
Right,
and we lost, but it was a neat time. It was really cool. The one end of the ice, which I threw to twice, I couldn't get anything to stay in the house. I kept putting it through the house.
Yeah.
Not by much, but it kept going through. Like, we're talking less than 12 inches through every time. And then the other side, I was able to get the thing going down the middle. Just a little too hard. And I could get it to curl into the middle, but just a little too hard every time.
Yeah, that just comes with, as I say, just like hitting golf balls. It's like you throw curling rocks.
And it was getting better. It was just, then we were done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so everybody tried it, which was kind of interesting. Peter organized, because he organized this whole thing, and hats off to him, and thank you for that.
He did a great job.
Peter organized a get-together of our first year in business, and it was a celebration. So it was a celebration of a year in business. Just getting together with families, showing appreciation, friends and family, as well as certain people who had helped us get going along the way.
Get it off the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
And there
was
a number.
People.
Yeah, there was a number of key people that we wanted to have there and just enjoy that celebration with us as well.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And so in Peter Inch style, where other would you hold it but at the curling club?
Well, and he's got a team here that there was a number of us, I think eight of them, well, maybe not that many, but probably six out of the 10 partners had never stepped on a curling rink before. And the other two that had out of those, the other four had only done it once.
Right.
So it was interesting, because we do sponsor curling a lot, so it was kind of nice to get out there and see what the sport was all about.
Yeah. Yeah, because especially with the upcoming Brier, we wanted you to, I mean, having played the sport, it gives you a better understanding of the sport.
It does, and it isn't as easy as it looks.
No.
On TV, it looks rather simple. It does. It doesn't look that hard. But it's, and I knew going in it was harder than it looked.
Yes.
But getting out of the hack, and I didn't fall down. That was a goal.
Yes.
I was able to look the part anyway.
Well, it's fine when you're down there and you're walking down there in your running shoes. Then you put that little piece of slippery Teflon on your foot, and the whole world changes.
Oh, it does. I use the little balancing thing.
Yes.
I didn't use my broom. I used the balancing thing.
Yeah.
And the broom, sweeping that's not as easy as it looks either. Thankfully, I've got a little bit of cardio, but that's not as easy as it looks either.
No, that's what Craig said to me after. I said, "So how are you making out?" He said, "That sweeping's hard, man."
I was watching Murray, and he got down to the other end. He was sweeping hard the whole way, and I thought I'd have to get him heart pads too.
And then there was Kenny, who'd just learned about hockey, let alone curling.
Correct.
And apparently he didn't throw any rocks, but he swept everything.
He swept for both teams.
He just couldn't get enough sweeping.
He was doing it for both teams, his team and against himself.
And then we learned that that Luke, one of our installers, he found a new sport. He loves it.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he was just asking. So actually, we had a couple of people asking questions. I had a couple on Parkey's Picks.
Yep.
So Josh and his wife Carly, they were just asking about it. So they even asked about, you know, like, where can we go? And I just said, well, there's, you can join up as a mixed league, so you can play together, or you can get a foursome and play. And I said, every curling club in the area will have something. You can come to St. Thomas. We'd love to have you. Ilderton has something. London Curling Club, Highland, they all have it. And then, you know, you can sign up as a mixed league, so you can, and then you can, you know, go together as a team. So if they have another couple, and, you know, who knows? They may, if we're just, any extra body we can get learning the sport is a good thing.
Yeah, most sports are the same way, and even Rob and his kids seem to have.
Oh, they were on my, they were on my, yes, I was with them, and they were having a blast. His youngest daughter, she couldn't really throw it. We gave her a little rocket. She could throw a little bit harder, and then I just gave it a boot, and she landed one in the rings, right? And she was just ecstatic.
Oh, she was so funny. When we first got there, we walked out, and her and I were right side by side, and I said, you ready for this? She goes, I've been looking forward to this all week. So she was really excited to get out there and give it a shot.
Oh, yeah. They all had a good time. And, I mean, ice is slippery, but you learn how to walk on it.
You do.
And, yeah, so that was good. And then we had we had a great meal. We had some roast beef and potatoes, and because, I mean, it's an inch thing, just roast,
yes,
beef and potatoes. Yeah, I'm sorry. What did they feed you?
I got the vegetables.
Did
and,
you?
Okay. And the potatoes.
Yeah. And then, but there's, that beef is grass-fed. Does that count?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. I'm just, I'm reaching deep.
Nice
I'm
try.
Reaching. And then, of course, we went through a PowerPoint because that's Peter.
That is Peter. Well, the whole evening was Peter. Curling was Peter. The meal was definitely Peter.
Yeah.
And then the PowerPoint. There's no, you never give a gathering with Peter without a PowerPoint.
No. And it was very well done. And we really – and he took us through the timeline, the step-by-step.
The first year, yeah.
Yeah, of the first year, which was good.
It was kind of neat.
It was a nice reminder about how it all kind of came together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he even had Jerry out to talk to us.
Yes.
So that was really cool. He's wrote a book,
right,
based on his son's experiences, and he's got New Millennial Success Academy.
Right.
That, give a little plug to Jerry there.
Yes, because he did. It was,
a great job.
Time.
And,
yeah,
and what he's done with this story and what his son accomplished, I recommend if you get out there. And it's www.newmillsuccess.com.
Yeah.
And check out his story. It was fantastic.
It really was. It,
mm-hmm,
was wonderful.
Very
was,
moving.
Yeah, extremely moving. So we just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you to the Curling Club for having us. And just the whole experience, and certainly thank you to Peter for doing
a special thank you to Peter for putting it together,
because he did a great
job. Did a fantastic job, and he kept most of us in the dark of what was going on.
Well, he kept us all in the dark.
Yeah, I
never saw, and I usually get a test run on the PowerPoint. I got nothing. Otherwise, I would have found that slide that he did of me and Murray,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, and I would have gone. You can't put that in. You can't put that in. Yeah,
that was good. That was good.
Yeah, I was obviously gobsmacked, right?
Yes, you were.
And embarrassed, but, you know, that's just... Yeah. Murray wasn't. I think Murray's used to it now.
Murray's used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you're right.
Yeah. Well, it's time for us to visit our last segment. So you're listening to The Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. My name is Steve Gilbert. I'm the host along with Dean Tivity. Hey, Dean.
Hello there.
And we are here to talk about what we want to talk about, Dean.
Heat pumps, humidification. There's all kinds of questions that have come in.
There's some stuff that's happened recently that we found in the field, and there's some confusion because it's important that equipment gets sized properly.
Right? For many reasons.
It's like you would never buy a shirt that wouldn't fit you properly. Doesn't matter if it was free, you wouldn't take it, would you?
No, because it doesn't look any good.
Right. So sometimes rebates murky the waters.
Yeah, it's. I've always said to my customers that, you know, that when you get invited in, they say, I want to get this rebate. And I say, well, that's fantastic. Rebates are outstanding and they're available. However, there's three things I need to do. We need to figure out what the house requires, what it can handle, and what you want. Wouldn't it be kind of silly just to chase a rebate and put a system in here that's not right for the house?
Right.
And that is really what it all boils down to. You just need to make sure you're getting the right system for the right home to meet your particular comfort needs.
Right. And I just I finished a couple calls this week, same sort of thing, where people just, you know, you go through, you kind of explain, as I was explaining my equipment breakdown, saying that this is a 40,000 BTU furnace. You currently have a 60,000. My heat load requirement shows me that the 60 is probably too big. It's a two-stage furnace. It's probably spent most of its life running in first stage. And the guy said, well, yeah, it hardly ever goes to high. And I said, when it does go to high, it'd be there for seconds, and then it comes back down again. So it's really not right for the house.
You're not utilizing its capacity, right, or capabilities.
And then I go on to say, and then you're – existing air conditioner is a ton and a half, but my load calculation now shows me that the house wants, it's over that capacity now, so it wants 2 tons, so I'm recommending a 2-ton heat pump. And with that 2-pump heat pump, I'm going to put in a 3-ton evaporator coil. And they look at you and they go, well, why would you do that? And I said, well, for a couple of reasons. One is we want to, like that evaporator absorbs heat and moisture in the summertime, it also gives up heat in the wintertime when the heat pump's running. So in order for Carrier or whoever you're using to give up, to hit the proper numbers, they needed to increase the surface area of the coil to deliver more heat into the home.
And remind the listeners, Steve, what the proper numbers are. What are you referring to there?
So the proper numbers are all manufacturers will rate their equipment. So they rate it through the AHRI, which is the heating refrigeration, or there's the, it's just, it's the standards that they have to hit. So there's a SEER rating, there's a COP rating, there's an EER rating, there's an HSPF rating. All those have numbers attributed to performance. So,
and for the rebate programs, they have to hit a certain performance level.
That's right. Yeah. And the only way to find out if your equipment that is being proposed will hit those numbers is to go onto a federal website.
Correct.
And all the manufacturers, every manufacturer who's in the program who has equipment that can qualify is in that database.
Yes, they've performed the tests on their equipment to satisfy the government's requirements.
Right,
to be
so
able to qualify.
What we do is I size the, or you size the equipment, right?
Yep.
So we know that it's a 40,000 furnace with a 2-ton heat pump. We put those in and we hit search, and lo and behold, it tells us all the possible evaporator coils that go with that system.
That match with those two pieces.
Right. And if there's no coils that show up, it doesn't qualify.
Yes, that is correct.
So there, sometimes therein lies the problem. You know, this is what the house wants, and you plug it in, but there's nothing that qualifies.
And that's happening not to the majority of people out there, but it's definitely happening to the larger systems that are out there.
Right.
And the reason is that the manufacturers haven't spent the money to test the equipment to see what the qualifications are. Doesn't mean it's not good equipment, because it is good equipment. It just hasn't been tested to be able to qualify for the rebates to get that AHRI number.
Right. And they are testing more and more and more
every
day.
They are.
And certainly,
we've been all over them for that.
And I know the HRAI for Canada is really pushing on government to get these things rectified, because we just want to make sure that everybody can gain benefit from a program, not just a select few.
Correct.
The importance, though, I guess I'm leaning back to the importance of, you know, us doing our job properly, and part of that job is to do a heat load calculation on the home.
Yes.
First and foremost. Number two is
airflow calculation.
Right. So size ductwork. How do you know if you're increasing the size of a heat pump over your air conditioner? Is it even going to work? So you better make sure that the ductwork can handle it.
Correct.
And then you have to get not just the right furnace, but the right blower capacity of the furnace, And it all goes into this website, and then we plug it in, and we find out if it gets... Now, even though you have all that information, Dean, are you guaranteed to get a rebate?
Nothing's guaranteed. The government has changed and moved those goalposts so many times. We will do our ultimate best to make sure that they qualify, but unfortunately, nothing's ever guaranteed.
But one guarantee for sure, if it's not on that list...
You don't qualify.
There is no qualification. No. You're not going to get a rebate,
no,
correct?
No, absolutely.
Right. And that's some of the things that we deal with. So our job is to do our due diligence, make sure, number one, we get the right system for you for the house that's going to work in your existing duct system. We've checked it out on the federal site, and then we hand it off to the energy advisors, the energy auditors, right?
Correct.
And then the ball's in their court.
Yeah.
And the homeowner.
Correct. The one thing I want to make sure there, what you said, everything you said there is true. But we do that work whether there's a rebate program or not.
Or not.
We're still going to calculate to make sure that the home can handle the airflow that the system's going to produce. We're also going to make sure that it's the right size for the equipment. And we're going to make sure we're putting the right piece of equipment in your home to meet your comfort needs on the hottest and coldest days of the year.
Right.
A lot of times I've got phone calls in the past where people have said this is happening, or the big one that you hear all the time is my furnace is extremely noisy. It was never this way before. And you can, and I'm talking about customers we never serviced, and you can almost tell what the problem is before you go out to look at it.
Right.
It's the fact that they put a system in with ductwork that doesn't handle. It sounds like a freight train going through the house. And my comment when people ask me, why are you doing all this, is I want to make sure that I'm not going to get that phone call.
Right.
And I'm sure you want to know that what I'm putting in here will work with what you have now versus later on.
Right.
Because a lot of the companies, unfortunately, will come out, try to fix it. They'll look at it and say, my furnace is right. Your ductwork's not right.
Right.
Well, you need to make sure you're putting a furnace that works with the ductwork, not the other way around.
Well, exactly. I mean, duct systems should have been designed with the initial home heat loss in mind.
Correct.
And a proper duct calculation would have been done then, because...
And 99% of the time it is.
Yeah. And so if you've got a duct system, that duct system was designed for the house. Now, if you add a big addition to that house, that's a new thing altogether. So that's
where a lot of problems come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not, there are great contractors on the planet that work in this area, but they don't necessarily know heating and air conditioning and ductwork. So
yeah.
You just can't rob from a trunk line and expect it to continue deheating the same way it was.
Yeah, you can't just extend it and expect it to work because it's sized for that capacity that's there already. You'd almost think it would, but it's not going to work properly.
So this is something that we deal with every day, and we do our due diligence to make sure that what we are recommending for you is going to work because we always make sure that we do those things for you in your home. So please keep that in mind. If you're getting quotations, that they just don't take shortcuts. You want to make sure that this system's going to work, and they're going to guarantee it works.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dean.
When we're
not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to the peterinch.ca website and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. And as we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.